Sean Stone is here. He is our cultural correspondent here to tell us what's happening on area stages and screens. And it's a great pleasure to welcome him back to the proceedings. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Joe.
How are you?
I'm good.
All right. So what do we have? You've seen some cool stuff.
Actually,
I don't know if it's cool or not.
It is.
The one I was excited to see. Go ahead.
We'll go from the ridiculous to the sublime.
Okay, great.
The ridiculous is, of course, Zombieland Double Tap. The sequel to the 2009 hit Zombieland brings the old gang back together, Woody Harrelson and Abigail Breslin and Emma Stone and Jesse Eisenberg, adds Rosario Dawson and some fun cameos. It's actually very funny. I enjoyed it thoroughly. It's breezes by at 99 minutes, you know, good jokes, some funny zombies.
Funny zombies.
Yeah. It's very self-aware. And there's fewer guns than in the first movie, so that was a plus.
A plus.
And did you see the first one?
I think so.
It had that Bill Murray cameo.
Right, okay.
Which is the only thing I remembered from the first one, pretty much. And he's back again.
Oh, good.
Bill shows up at some point, and he's delightful.
As you would expect him to be.
Yes. And the other movie is a documentary, Linda Ronstadt, The Sound of My Voice.
That's what I wanted to see.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's an examination of her entire life and career from when she was a kid in Arizona up to earlier this year. And it's lots of fantastic concert footage, great interviews. What makes it fun is that she's such a prickly personality. There's nothing sentimental about her.
No.
And that's the way it is all through. Like, you see clips of her being interviewed in the 70s and the 80s and the 90s, and then there's some contemporary stuff shot for the film, and she's the same. You know, it's wonderful, actually.
I remember her on stage at SPAC one time saying, because she notoriously had stage fright and would often put her back to the audience, and at one point she said, you know, you're forgetting that I don't really want to be here.
Nice.
Yeah. It always makes you feel good.
Yeah, I remember I saw her at Proctor's like 2 years before she retired.
No.
And it was, I didn't notice that any problem.
Yeah.
You know, she's very artful in covering it up.
I'll tell you what, I saw the most amazing show. I will say it's the most joyous, thoughtful, and therapeutic time I have ever spent in a theater. And that is seeing David Byrne, pop rock icon, David Byrne in American Utopia, now on Broadway, at the Hudson Theater. It was phenomenal. Did you see this when it was on the road?
I did not. I did see the photos in the Times, and I read the story about it, and they said it was fun.
He comes, oh my God. So it starts out with him on stage, and he's holding a faux brain. And then just one by one, these barefooted band members come out, 11 in all, and then there's a crowd on stage, and there are no chords, there's no amplifiers, only just humans and their instruments. They're all mobile. The choreography is to die for. It's absolutely incredible. Annie B. Parsons does the choreography, and it is just new songs. The American Utopia album is there, Talking Head songs, and then, of course, stuff from his solo career, 21 songs in all, and he just rocks it through this entire time. But I'm telling you, there is political content, but David Byrne is the perfect messenger for this political content, because it comes out and he does these amazing, he does a protest song from Janelle Monáe, which is beautiful. It's a salve, really, to help you through these cuts and scrapes that we've had over the past couple of years. And you leave there just feeling buoyant about life in general, even though you know it's not that great. It was one of the most incredible experiences I've ever had.
Wow.
And they just extended it yesterday through February 16th. I cannot recommend it highly enough. So I don't know if you were a David Byrne fan or not.
Yes, but yes, I was. I was an early adapter in high school.
When did you first see him?
Late 80s, something like that.
He was at SPAC one time.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing that show and thinking, man, this is great.
Yeah. A funny thing, not to put this on the same level, but one of the lovely things about Zombieland is that they stick to the timeline. The world ends in 2009. So he never happened.
Oh.
You know?
Oh.
And it starts out they're living in the White House.
Oh.
And it's really funny.
He never happened.
He never happened. And that's, it's really, and there's this one riff where Zoe Deutsch plays this sort of bubblehead that they meet, and she's just sublime about where she talks about, she's dreamed up this thing that would replace taxi cabs, and it's basically Uber, and it's this wonderful demolishing of Uber that's just delightful.
What else is happening on Area Stages?
Tonight at 7:30 at MPAC in the lobby, it's the Turkish dance duo Taldans. They will be presenting Dolap. It's two people and a refrigerator, and it looks crazy.
Sounds very MPAC-y.
Yeah, it sounds very, it seems like it would be tense, because you've moved major appliances before.
I have.
It's nerve-wracking.
Yes.
So there you go.
All right.
Also tonight in Troy at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall, as we heard coming in, it's the lovely, wonderful Pink Martini. That's at 7:30. That's the big band that plays everything. They turn everything into big band music, all genres.
Yes.
It's a really funny
name. Very popular. Great stuff.
And if you like your big band straight, the Glenn Miller Orchestra are going to be at the Capitol Theater in Rome Friday at 7 p.m., which means they're still making money. I mean, the thing that Miller's late widow said, you can continue to use his name as long as the band makes money. If the band can't make money, you have to put it to bed. So they still make
money.
That's
a perfect plan.
Yeah.
All right.
Friday night at the Palace, there are still a couple of seats left for All Rise. Nick Offerman, American humorist. That's at 8 o'clock. I'm sure that'll be a fun evening.
Very, very funny man.
The urban dance troupe Philadanko from Philadelphia, PA, are going to be at the Egg in Albany Friday night at 8 o'clock. I'm speaking directly to the class of 1981 here. Kansas, the Point of No Return tour. It's going to be at the Palace Theater in Albany Saturday at 8 o'clock. They're going to play that album and then the rest of their hits. You listen to Kansas now, and it's really kind of unbelievable that they existed. You know, because there's this weird combination of Midwest rock and like European prog. And it's just, I think it's delightful, but it's just so strange.
Kansas at the Palace.
And then Saturday night at 9 o'clock at Putnam Place in Saratoga Springs, it's Aqueous from Buffalo, who the Buffalo News called the hottest band out of Buffalo in over 10 years. There you go.
Who was the last one, do you know? No.
Goo Goo Dolls.
Oh, Goo Goo Dolls.
That was who they mentioned in the article.
Okay.
Sunday afternoon at the Mehewi Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington, it's Close Encounters with Music, the U.S. premiere of the late Andre Hajdu's Kohelet. It's a cello quartet led by Yehuda Hanani with narrator Sam Waterston. It's drawn from
very cool.
The Bible, yes. Upstate Concert Hall, Monday at 8 o'clock, Jenny Lewis, the Watson Twins will open. She was on Fallon last night, and she was wearing this very impressive sparkly gown and bunny ears.
Whatever works.
Exactly. Wednesday night at 7 o'clock at the Iron Horse Music Hall, it's the Bad Plus. That's their only regional performance. They're going off to Europe after this. New movie is The Lighthouse. Have you seen the latest trailer for this?
No.
Oh, watch it. It's like if Abbott and Costello were going to murder each other. It's Robert Pattinson and Willem Dafoe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it looks insane.
All right.
Black and Blue, which is a stars Naomi Harris. It's about a rookie cop who gets caught between the police and the criminals. Countdown. I've blanked on what that is. The Current War, which is a two-year-old movie about the battle between Westinghouse and Edison, which was a Weinstein Company project and was sold like two times.
There?
Yeah, I don't know. And then there were reshoots and stars Benedict Cumberbatch and Michael Shannon.
Excellent. Sounds like a full slate. Lots to keep us busy over the next week.
Countdown. It's a teen horror movie about an app that will kill you.
Can't forget that.
Can't forget that.
Sean Stone is our cultural correspondent. You can see the list at wamc.org/roundtable. Sean, always a pleasure. Have a great week.
You too.